Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Happy Thursday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It's time for our Thankful Thursday practice. And today, I'm excited about this practice actually because you're going to have a very different experience depending on where you are. So if you're driving a car right now, this is going to be interesting. If you're out for a walk or doing something else, it's going to be a little bit different for each of us.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing,
however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For this moment or for this practice, I want you to take a moment just to look around the space you're in right now. So if you are driving a car, you know, be mindful, of course, but just take a moment to look around and take in your surroundings. If you're at home or wherever you're at, just looking around the room that you're in right now and slow things down a little bit so you can become a little more mindful around what you see. Now, I want your gaze to land on something you can see in this moment. So something that's actually present here in the space that you're in, that you are totally grateful for. And don't overthink this, right? This is not a practice for the mind, it's a practice for the heart. So just notice where your eyes land instinctively or intuitively. And then hold your gaze on that object or that thing or that place, whatever it is you're gazing at. Maybe it's a piece of furniture, maybe it's something decorative. If you're out and about, maybe it's a tree or the sky or something else. Maybe it's something totally strange and random that you're not even sure why your awareness landed right there, but just hold that object in your mind's eye and in your heart. And now taking a moment to just gaze upon this thing. Okay, take a moment just to gaze upon this thing. See if you can drop a little bit deeper into the feeling body. So it's not just you looking at the thing, but you actually feeling the energy of this object, the energy of this thing. Maybe your gaze landed on something that's really useful to you. Perhaps it's something that you're actually using, something that's beneficial for you in your day-to-day life. Maybe your gaze landed on something that you just think is beautiful. right? You just love looking at this thing. It adds beauty and gives you a little bit of joy every time you walk by. Maybe your gaze landed on something in nature and you can sense this big gratitude for Mother Earth and the beauty she provides. But drop into the feeling. And with the feeling of this object also comes the history of the energy of this object. Who has touched this object in your home or out in nature where you are? Who has been served by, or how has this object served people or beings in this world? How has it been purposeful or meaningful or brought joy to people other than yourself? And just contemplate that for a little moment. And dropping deeper into that practice of feeling and noticing how absolutely we can feel the energy of things, right? Not just people and animals and or things that grow. We can feel that each object that we can see in this moment has a certain vibration and energy to it. So as an example, my awareness landed on, and this is kind of funny because it wasn't what I expected, but my awareness landed on this very old wood fire stove that's in this house that I'm renting. And of course, I don't own this house. I don't have a long history of this wood fire stove, but when we first came here to this Airbnb, I used it every single day, several times a day to light a fire and to heat the water for my tea. And my tea practice is very special to me. And it's been a while since I got to light it because it's summertime now and really warm outside. But I can just sense this history of this stove. I know it's from the 1700s. Can't even imagine how many people have done that same ritual like me, you know, lighting a fire there to heat the water for tea. There's something very special and something that feels really ancient about that. And just speaking these words right now, I can sense this automatic gratitude I feel for the stove. Even though in a couple of weeks I'll be leaving this place and I might not ever see it again, but there is something inherently precious about this stove. And I'm thankful it's here. I'm thankful. I really am. So you drop into that same practice for this object that you are holding in your heart right now. In which ways are you grateful this object, this thing exists? How has it served you and other people in the past? How will it continue to serve you in the future? What's special and precious about it? And then take this moment right here, right now, to tangibly send that energy of gratitude to this object. So maybe at the end of this podcast, you want to walk over there if you can and hold this object in your hands or place your hand to it and just say out loud, thank you. Our lives become so much more meaningful when we infuse every part of it with gratitude. So we're grateful not just for our experiences and the people in our lives, but we also cherish and hold sacred these objects. And right now in this moment, just feel that vibration of thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice today. I really hope it served you. And I hope it helps you deepen a connection with this precious thing you have in your life. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.